So it doesn't make sense that they haven't removed that. So for if you look at the vaccines that we are using, we're using Pfizer and we're using Johnson & Johnson. Both of them were effective against the Beta variant as well as the Delta variant. Remember, that was our first concern when we started with AstraZeneca. We had to double check and we found out that it was not suitable for mild diseases against the Beta virus or variant. And subsequently, all vaccines are effective against severe disease. So we know that now, but this is now with hindsight. But when we rejected the AstraZeneca, we were not sure during that time whether it would protect against severe disease. Now we know. So there's no reason why with the Johnson & Johnson and the Pfizer vaccines that our country is recommending for our people to be vaccinated with, that UK still keep us on the red list. There's no reason. So what one needs to look at our data, and if you look at our daily cases, we're definitely over the third wave. Yes, we all know that there will come a fourth wave, but for now we're out of that. And if you look at the UK daily figures regarding COVID-19, they still have a lot of infections, going around. So the question then arises, you're telling us that we are not safe to go to your country, but you, in your country, you still struggle with COVID-19, and that you have vaccinated much more people than we did in our country. So I can't see why you would then have against South Africa, why do you discriminate? So Soma is extremely happy to notice that Germany removed us from their red list. It is prudent to remove us, as people traveling to Germany and other European countries know that they need to be vaccinated, so they will have their vaccine passports. And for those who, at one reason or another, couldn't make it for our two jabs, if they took the Pfizer, they will then have to produce their PCR test that would be less than 72 hours. And that's what the international sort of guidance is on this. So I think it's correct what happens.